For this week in news, with the election right around the corner, the Republican Party is having a heated race to see who will represent them in November for the presidential election. GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain faced a new claim of sexually inappropriate behavior. Cain is a strong favorite after the release of his 999 tax plan that sets 9% rates for corporate and income taxes and also creates a 9% national sales tax. Cain has denied all allegations against him. The incident occurred in 1997 while Cain at dinner with a woman, and he is being accused of trying to caress her. He has come forward and stated, quote-unquote, "I have never acted inappropriately." Sophomore Josh Calhoun had this to say.
"I think this can negatively affect his chances at winning the presidency."
A gender-neutral locker room has been added to Grinnell College. Grinnell, a private liberal arts college in Iowa, added gender-neutral locker rooms this year. This adds along to their already gender-neutral dorm rooms, bathrooms, and shower rooms. 3 years ago, Grinnell College joined a growing college movement and allowed for people of the opposite sex could live in the same room and shower in the same facility. Sophomore Chaps Wilkie had this to say.
"I think that this idea would be a controversial idea on Morningside's campus. I feel like some people would be for the idea and some people would be against it."
The school finds this to be an advantage for people of all sexes and races to feel comfortable around each other. High expectations have been set for this year's Morningside basketball team. Coming off last season's disappointing 15-17 record, the Morningside Mustangs men's basketball team opened up their season last week. Going into the season, the team returns four stars, including scoring leader Garth Hamilton. Hamilton scored 12.9 points per game and 6.0 rebounds per game. Along with Hamilton, the team's leader in assists, Trent Miller, returns to give a healthy balance for Hamilton on the court. With those two, Kevin Zaws and Brian Borchers also return to the starting lineup. "The offseason went well," says basketball player Garrett Smith-Keller.
"The team is focused all offseason, ready to get back out on the court after how last season didn't end the way we were hoping."
The team is currently 2-2.